Muskegon. Welcome to the Credit Guy Show. I'm Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. the Credit Guy, and we will be helping you to transform your credit.
Now, here's your Credit Guy, Dave.
Good morning, Muskegon. Welcome to another credit show provided by First General Credit Union, my favorite credit union in Muskegon. We're going to be talking about credit and mortgages this time, and if you want to call in, 231-722-8338. But I did bring a legend along with me, George Cannon. George, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
So, nice to have you here, and look forward to talking about mortgages and all things credit worthy. Lady J, how are you?
I am good. It's too hot outside, though.
It was hot yesterday, too.
Yes, very, very, very hot, and I did not like it.
Well, I walked down to the lake last night, and it was beautiful.
And, now, that's probably a lot cooler over
Lake
there.
Lake Michigan, yeah, it's really, really gorgeous. And I can't believe how much of the beach is washed away.
There's a lot of it. I was out boating, and I saw just large cliffs.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's like 8-9 feet right up, and the water's breaking at the base of the cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's unusual.
Highly unusual. Everybody's used to the big beaches from the last few years, and now it's all gone.
Yeah. I am really enjoying Muskegon, though. It really is a beautiful place, and so happy to be here. Again, the show is sponsored by First General Credit Union. George, have you ever heard of them?
I sure have. Two locations.
Yep, downtown and Ellis Road, right across from the airport. George, how long have you been with the credit union?
I've been with the credit union a year and a half. Started up their mortgage department.
Okay.
Been in the business for 19 years.
So you've been a mortgage lender for 19 years. What is the biggest change over that time? What's one thing that you do now that you didn't even think about doing when you started?
Well, there's a lot more government regulation, which is good for a lot of people. And but I find that with credit unions, they can be a little more flexible. They look at people's individual situations.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're able to look at the individual in a way that a bank cannot. I mean, we can really, if the loan makes sense, I think you told me this, if the loan makes sense, we're going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. And if the if it doesn't, from a Fannie Mae perspective, we can still kind of take a look at it.
That's correct.
Yeah. Give me an example, George, of a situation when, you know, somebody who probably wouldn't fall into that box of Fannie and Freddie. I know that's Lady J's favorite government agency, Fannie.
Not by any means necessary.
Yeah. So, but I mean, give me an example of one. I think you told me a little while ago about a guy who was actually building a home.
Well, I'm going to use a different example.
Okay.
People have life-changing or life-altering events, such as, you know, let's say they have a heart attack and they don't have insurance. They had to declare bankruptcy, or they have medical collections out there.
Mm-hmm.
But now their life is stabilized. They're back on their job. Their job's steady. A bank's going to take a look at that and say, well, you just had a bankruptcy. We don't care what the reason is. But at credit union, we'll take a look at the individual situation, analyze it, and see that the person has the ability to repay, and we'll look at doing the loan.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and if you do have questions on a mortgage, if you applied for a mortgage and you ran into a problem, why don't you call us right now at 231-722-8338. Love to talk to you about it. You know, so that individual then, like, well, here's an example that I ran into. I was referred by a realtor to somebody who was refinancing their boat or financing a boat. And they looked all over, couldn't find a suitable rate, and they came to us and they said that they had shopped everywhere and we were the best option. And I think that is really the case because of the makeup of how a credit union works. Wouldn't you say that, George?
Yes, the credit union is not, unlike a bank, is owned by its members, not shareholders. So we are able to lower our interest rates and lower our costs or fees to our membership.
Sure, because it's a co-op, we don't pay any taxes. We're a not-for-profit organization.
Yes.
So not only do we not have to pay the shareholders a profit, we are given some breaks because of a co-op status from the government as well. So that's why we're able to offer lower rates at and higher rates on savings as well.
That's correct.
Yeah. George, why don't you tell me a little bit about something about mortgages, but hold on, we've got a call right now. So let's go ahead and take that caller. Are you live?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Credit Show with Dave Sullivan and George Cannon. Did you have a mortgage or credit question?
Yes, I had a mortgage question.
Okay.
My name is Chauncey Williams, by the way. And say if your credit is excellent, you're pre-approved, and you have a house you want to live in, and you come to find out that you've been redlined, and because of your racial background or who you are, ethnicity, there's taxes and things being done where they prolong the process from 45 days to about 90 days. And you know everything is done right. They check tax records, bank records, credit score is excellent. And you find out at the end, they try to steer you into a different community. What can a credit union or a mortgage company do to help you still get where you want to live at when you're in a situation like that?
Well, Chauncey, just so you know, I'm a realtor as well. And from a realtor perspective, that is illegal.
That's definitely illegal.
Is completely illegal. And, I would advise you to consult an attorney to deal with that legally. But, you know, you're not allowed to do that at all. I mean, you can have your license revoked. You're totally liable. So they should not be doing that.
As a lender, you can't. It's illegal to do that also.
Yeah. So if you wanted to file a complaint, you could always go to the CFPB.
Or when you applied for your loan, they should have gave you disclosures that stated that they're an equal housing lender.
Oh, yeah. I know that's done. That's protocol, but there was things done. This was a couple of years back because we wanted to live in a certain community. And I've noticed that everything was done, all the T's and the I's were dotted, and it got to the point to extent where they kept on prolonging the process. I mean, it went from like 30 days, pull tax records, go 3 years back. They went as far as almost 5 years back, and everything was still good.
Well, but and just so you know, I mean, the requirements even a few years ago are horribly redundant almost now.
Yeah, well, typically it's 2 years tax returns.
Right.
I have a question.
Sure.
You mentioned the CFPB, and I forgot exactly what they stand.
Consumer Protection Bureau.
Okay, and I was close, but I wasn't close enough.
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Okay.
If you do want to file a complaint with them, that would be a good place to start. And again, we're not attorneys. We're not playing them on the radio. You know, consult an attorney
in your situation, but I think that's horrible. For that to happen,
I mean, it got even to the point that I was still approved for a home.
Yeah,
and they wanted to pick the area that I should live in based on what I got approved for.
Well, from a realtor perspective, that's illegal, and they would lose their license.
That's illegal from lending.
From a lending and realtor
What could the CFPB do about it? I mean, if he was to register a complaint, what's the necessary step they could take?
So that goes into a database, and then that will be investigated. And if there was wrongdoing done, the CFPB on your behalf will go after the people who were associated with that. If you are ever in a situation, and this is a fairly new organization, where you feel like
the way that you're in that situation again, you should definitely, go see an attorney. Still there?
Yep.
Yes, I'm still here.
You should still go to an attorney and talk to them. I mean, that is completely illegal.
We're in the process of looking again and just got going through that process those couple years ago.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
Sure.
And I know how to make sure my credit good,
good
relationships.
Because you've been listening to the show?
So I have all that knowledge in that. So it was
good.
So frustrating that somebody tried to
it's horrible.
Steer you in a different direction. I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible and should have been done away with years and years ago. But one is, so he's going through the process again, George. What are some of the pitfalls that he needs to be aware of as he goes through this process a second time?
Well, the main things that a lender is going to need are current pay stubs or Social Security awards letters, tax returns, 1099s, W-2s, and bank statements. The key on bank statements is the government makes all lenders look at large deposits. So a good thing would be to have your payroll direct deposited. I run into a lot of people, and this is, I'm going to say, typical of all of Muskegon County. There's a lot of people that keep money at home, and that's a bad thing in the mortgage world, because we need to see that money in an account, and it needs to be seasoned. Yeah, so I urge everyone that's out looking to buy a house,
direct deposit.
For your pay stubs.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing would... So how long does that money need to be in the account for it to be seasoned, George?
It needs to show 2 months. So all depends on when your statements cycle through.
So down payment money, would that be something that you need to keep in there for 2 months?
That's correct.
Yeah. What about a gift?
Letter. Is it still handled the same way?
Yeah, gift letter is fine if it's being gifted from a relative. We need to also get a letter from their institution stating that they had the funds available on deposit for the gift.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very simple process.
Yeah, and you know, the documentation required now is so much more than it was. Even just when this individual...
I think you answered my question about with the, when I was scared about the mortgage. So that's just when we go through this process again, I make sure that I'm in contact with an attorney and everything, because it was a frustrating situation.
Because I
knew everything. I knew the process on how to qualify for a loan already. I've done it several times before.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I moved to the area and thinking like, oh, I'm going to be okay.
Well, I can guarantee that won't happen again.
I don't want to be. But they're saying you're approved for mortgage, but you'll be better off here. I'm like, that sounds like something from 1960s or 50s or something, how they did people.
Yeah, I agree. And I can guarantee that won't happen again if you call George. George, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at First General Credit Union, and my direct number is 231-220-2209. Or they can call the credit union direct at 231-798-4321.
Yeah, that's so important that you work with a good lender. I don't know what happened there with you, but if you wanted to go with the CFPB letter and then talk to an attorney, because that is pretty much, you know, hopefully, you know, I hope that we move past all of this kind of ridiculousness at some point, but that is just not right, and makes me disappointed that you are dealing with people like that.
I have one more question. Now, I know you mentioned Fannie Mae and the government insured loans.
Mm-hmm.
What about, is the teacher next door loan still available for a teacher that's working in certain school districts?
I believe it still is.
Yeah, and that, so I know there are doctor loans.
Yeah.
I mean, are there loans by profession, George, or not so much anymore?
There are, but some of the benefits are
not
there.
Yeah, but they're not like as big as they were in the past.
That's correct.
George, rates are so low now. Why do you think they've come down so quickly and from an already low point? What do you think triggered that, and then what can we expect throughout the rest of the summer?
Well, if I had the answer for that, I'd play the lottery more often.
But, right.
Rates are low. Mortgage rates are tied to the 5 and 10 year treasuries.
Sure.
And those are down to their lowest rates. If somebody would ask me 2 years ago, would rates be this low now? I would have said absolutely not.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that these mortgage rates are going to stay low for at least the remainder of the year.
Yeah. And now it's so important to, if you are going to make a move or if you're going to refinance, definitely don't wait.
This is the time.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, we've been saying that for a while, but this has got to be it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would say if you're thinking about buying a house, even if it's 6 months into the future, the time to come in and get pre-approved is now. So if there are any issues out there, we can take care of them.
Sure.
And so you're better prepared going into the mortgage and home buying process.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of started looking for homes first and then going to get the mortgage after. We went through a period of time where people, well, originally they were going to the bank and then they would go to a realtor. And is the caller still there?
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we didn't know if we still had you or not. But, originally people would go to a bank and then they'd shop for a home. Well, at some point, they started looking at homes first and then trying to get the mortgage.
That's correct. Yeah,
yeah,
and then
that's building up their hopes to how this information they
yeah.
the money process handle first. Cause
yep, exactly.
Three to 4 months out the process is the way it went.
Yes, Chauncey's really, really good at keeping up with that stuff. He actually does another show.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
But I just called to ask you that question about just what I was faced with and how to deal with it in the future when I go through the process again. Because there's certain areas that you want to, Muskegon is a beautiful place, and there's certain areas that you want to be in, and you want to be there, and you want to start a family in that area. Because when you buy a house or a car, that's something you got to live with for over a decade at least.
Yeah.
So from a realtor perspective, I would not be allowed to answer. If you asked me, is this area one ethnic group or not, I'm not allowed to answer that question as a realtor.
Okay. But it was like things done hiddenly to try to get
horrible.
The idea, like the impression.
That's
like,
horrible stuff.
You sure? You sure? I'm like, hold up. I'm like, is it my income matches? I got this money, like all the things you say, like the large sums of funds,
yeah.
business, 1099.
Chauncey, call George. That will not happen again. Call George. I can guarantee it.
I'd love to help you.
Yeah. Give him a call. What's the number, George?
220-2209.
Yeah, 231. Right?
That's
yeah.
right.
231. What else?
220-2209. That's First General Credit Union.
Chauncey, thanks for calling in. We do appreciate the call.
Oh, anytime. Everybody don't know everything by themselves. It's always good to reach out to someone else.
For sure.
To help you need. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
We all have our niches, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Great.
We all
thank,
help each other out. So thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So there was one credit thing I did want to bring up, and if you have a call, 231-722-8338, there was an agreement between the repositories and the New York Attorney Federal General, and he and what they agreed to was that if you had a parking ticket or if you had a library fine, those things were showing up on your credit report as a collection. Well, that is no longer allowed, and the cease and desist orders have been going out to the people who are providing that information, one of which was Xerox Corporation, believe it or not, makes the red light camera. In some communities, if you go through a red light, it takes a picture of your license.
Yes.
And then you get a bill in the mail.
Yeah, don't some people have those special, license plates?
Covers?
Yeah, that blurs out if you take a picture.
Lady J's always looking for ways around the system.
No, I was just saying.
Uh-huh. Yes, they do have those. But what was happening is those tickets were becoming collections, and then that was showing up on your credit report. Well, now, unless you enter into a debt arrangement, that will no longer be allowed to be on your credit report. And it's very easy to get removed now, provided you send in a letter that references that act. And I'll have an example letter on our website at firstgeneral.com, but very easy to remove. So as you do look through your credit report, if you find collections on there from a library or a parking ticket or a ticket in general or anything that you did not enter in the into the borrowing agreement with, those should be removed now, and that's new.
I actually found out that all my library fines, which wasn't too many, but they
you
have
can't
been.
Return the books?
Well, no, I returned them. They still fine me.
Oh, now. Okay. You were late.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they actually removed all that from both of my credit reports right now. So.
And that was part of that agreement between the New York Attorney General and the repositories. Mm-hmm. So that's really big news, and people don't really know about that. So I'm excited about that. I think that people have more and more power now to fix their own credit, along with adding good accounts, right, George?
I see it every day where I review a person's credit with them and say, well, if you ask them, is this true? If it is not, let's get it removed, or I'll work with them to help them build their credit.
Sure.
So they can accomplish their goal of buying a home.
Are there any particular products that are available from the credit union for that?
Well, we have a couple of them with our credit launcher program, which is a secured credit card and a secured loan. And I've seen where it works. It helps people with no credit get a credit score and qualify for a mortgage. Or those that have had some credit issues in the past help bring their score up also.
Sure. Many people don't realize that if they would just add a few good accounts instead of focusing on the negative, they can have a substantial improvement in credit.
Yes, and our goal at First General is to help other people accomplish their goals in reducing their debt, buying a home, finding a place to live.
Yeah, absolutely. That is our goal and it's our mission. And that's one thing that Connie Taylor always talks about is help them make their dreams come true. That's something that we're there for. And so much different than a bank, wouldn't you say?
Totally different.
So right. I have a question.
Sure. Yes.
With the mortgage rates, they're dependent on the credit score.
Credit score and loan to value.
Okay, so what's the, like, say someone has exactly a 640, or maybe sometimes they take 620s, I think.
Yeah.
What difference would they pay compared to somebody who has, like, a 750?
The rate could maybe be 3/8 to 0.5% higher.
Okay.
So credit score is very important.
Sure.
Credit score also affects, credit score and loan to value also affect the mortgage insurance portion of their payment.
And that's included in the mortgage as well.
Yes. So credit score, a person's credit is as good as money.
So basically a person with a 750 could probably get like a $50,000 house for, what, $300?
The very lowest rate available.
Yeah, the lowest rate.
And then compared to somebody who's got a 620 or 640, probably has to pay a couple extra hundred?
That's correct. Okay. And it's the same with car insurance, house insurance. Your credit score really makes a difference. And that's why we developed this credit launcher program to help people save their money and buy their houses.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more question. So say you start at 620. Is refinancing, say you go to a 750, is refinancing something that's a part of that mortgage that you can do later? Or is it best to get it up now and then continue on, or can you actually build that throughout the mortgage process?
Well, let's see. Everybody's situation is different. Some people, I would say, here's what, if your credit score is a 640 right now, this is what we can do for you. If you raise your credit score, the rate could be a little lower. This is the difference. The difference in their payment isn't going to be that much based on the rate.
Because you're not normally going from 620 to 780,
yes.
Right? Yeah, you're normally going from 620 to maybe 640.
So if somebody's refinancing, typically rate is not going to be the biggest factor in their payment.
Debt to income.
debt to income is
key.
Cash flow.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could save you $300 a month now at this interest rate, are you going to wait 6 months or a year to save $280?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. So, I mean, whatever you stick with, people want to be mindful that when they go in, that the credit score that they have is probably the one that they want to start off with.
Well, I would say, I mean, from a financial perspective, in that $50,000 house, if you move in there, you're probably going to pay less per month than rent would be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So even if you get in there at a lower score, you can always refinance later, provided you continue to work on your score.
That's yeah, correct.
And improve the property. And then maybe you can get your PMI off later.
We're seeing a lot of that now because houses in Muskegon County have appreciated so much in the last 5 years.
Okay, and PMI for people
who may
not know.
Yeah.
Private mortgage insurance, it's for loans that people have less than 20% to put down. People can get a conventional mortgage with as little as 3% down.
But they need PMI.
Okay.
And that's a monthly fee.
Yes.
How much is that normally on a $50,000 house? Could be anything.
It
I know.
Could
depends
be,
on your credit score.
Yeah. Right. That's a big,
depending
big.
I want a hard number, George. Don't wishy. No wishy-washy.
$14 to $50.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That was good.
That's not, yeah.
I had to pull it out of him. Give me the number, George. So, yeah, that's good. And, you know, I love the Credit Launcher program, and George helped me develop it, and it's something that I always wished was out there.
I did too.
Yeah.
It's helped a lot of people. But my suggestion to most people is if you want to get pre-approved, give us a call. I'll walk you through all the steps so there are no surprises. In
mm-hmm.
the, it sounded like our last caller had,
yeah, had a horrible situation.
Surprises. And
I'm shocked, quite frankly, that would still go on. I can't believe it.
I am too.
Because you have to be very, very careful sometimes nowadays. It's sad to say, but
that person has no idea the kind of hammer that could be brought down on the other people who did that to him.
Well, I mean, hopefully they'll soon enough find out if that's something that still happened.
Horrible. But that's why they need to call George.
Yeah.
Because that will never happen.
But if you
I guarantee it.
If you have a gut, like I've always said, if you have a gut feeling about somebody, go with your gut.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. I've rented.
He should have walked away from that person and gone to another lender right away.
You know, do you think people get so invested in that relationship because they're giving that information and they're waiting and they're told one more week and then they feel like they can't leave that relationship?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can see how it becomes very personal because you go into it thinking that it's like, you know, a certain partnership relationship. Like, this is what we're looking for together, and this is what I'm looking for. And you're hoping that they get what they want and the other person gets what they want. But when it turns to be one-sided, especially when it's something as big as a house,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see how it can really go downhill from there if you don't see eye to eye with certain things.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad. So if you want to call in, 231-722-8338. George, tell us one thing, because you're born and raised in Muskegon, right?
Yes.
Tell us about something when you were a kid that was different in Muskegon than it is now.
There are a lot more homes. I see a lot more larger homes than growing up. There are more neighborhoods.
What about you said the sand dunes were like downtown or something, or didn't you say that?
That was long before.
Long before you?
Before
there were
day.
Sand dunes there, though.
Oh, Pigeon Hill.
Yeah.
Down by the channel.
Okay. And that was all mined, all that sand?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
I did have one more quick question, I suppose. I'm trying to figure out how I can word this.
The show is really based around what Lady J wants to know.
No, not at all. But, I mean, it's someone has to ask a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, back to dealing with mortgage. Now, you both of you guys say it's a really good time to invest in housing.
For sure.
Now, since the housing costs went down, does that mean that, say, if it's a fixer upper, does that mean that some of the costs of fixing it up could have gone down with it as well? It's maybe cheaper fixes or cheaper but more efficient fixes, or is that just
I think
something?
The cost of supplies has gone up.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you want a new shower drain, or if you want a new faucet. Faucets are a lot of money now.
They
don't
sure
you think?
Are. You had to replace a couple.
Yeah.
House.
I mean, I actually replaced a washer that saved me about, it was going to be like, it was ridiculous. It was like $1,000 for a sink kitchen faucet.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So repairs, while you're getting the home cheaper because you can repair it, the materials cost more, I think.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Because I've looked at things and I thought, well, that's a $9 part.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It was a whole lot more than that.
$9 like $20 now. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so when you're looking at a house, one of the most expensive things to improve are the windows. So if you are looking at a fixer-upper and it has new windows and a roof. Roof and windows. If you have something like that, and then furnace, I would say after that.
That's a big one.
And then you're down to the kitchen remodel is going to be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. If you do it modestly, bathrooms are usually about $5,000 is what we found when we fix up the homes that we do over in West Michigan, East Michigan.
A $700 water heater.
Oh, wow.
That's
But those are the things that...
You're lucky if it's only $700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those are the things that are usually, like, the most main things that you need are the roof,
right.
The windows, the water heater, things like that.
The furnace,
those are, the furnace, those are the things that you probably would have to keep an eye out for when you're buying a house.
To fix up.
To fix up.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do they have people to inspect that, or do you expect it to
Absolutely. No, no, no. I would tell you to get an inspection on any home that you put an offer in. That's what we do.
Yeah. Termite inspection is a big one. If it has a well, I'd have a water test done. The county does water tests.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I've got some great inspectors that I work with, and they go through everything. So, very key. George, what is maybe the biggest stumbling block people have when they apply for a mortgage, would you say?
I'd say the biggest stumbling block is not having all the information ready for the loan officer to look at.
So they're not gathering the appropriate information that you told them to get?
Yes.
Okay.
The next is communication. I tell people, if you ever have a question, no question is a stupid question, that they should call me and say, I found this house, and this is how much they want, and this is what the taxes are.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what the payment is before they sign the purchase agreement.
Yeah, so
take
important.
Take all the surprises out of buying the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's communication is the key. I tell people, call me anytime during the working hours, and I'll get right back with you with an answer.
Yeah. It's so key to follow up on that documentation because it's so much more than what we required before. 19 years ago, George, did you need even a pay stub? Probably not. They just walked in, signed, and left.
It was a lot of it was based on credit score.
Yeah, back then. But we didn't have credit scores 19 years ago, did we?
They found them somehow.
Oh, okay. We used to do a giant credit report called an RMCR back then, and it might have been right at the beginning of credit scores. Yeah.
And, it was, I think, 97.
Oh, okay, yeah, just at the beginning. Yeah, very good. The good old days, no credit score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish they would do away with them again, but that's a wish.
Well, back then they had people who actually looked at the files. Now they go mostly electronic, except for what we're able to do.
Yes.
Which makes what makes us different.
Right.
Yes, because we're able to sit down and not just look at the credit report, but look at the person and their whole situation.
Mm-hmm. And they have a loan committee. You have three people get together, and one person who took the application kind of presents it to the group.
And then we go through the file and, the reason for doing the loan mm-hmm. or the reason for not doing the loan.
Sure.
But if we do get one that we have to deny, we also try to instruct the member, this is why we did it, but if you did this, this, and this, we could do something.
Right.
Nice.
We'd like to offer an alternative because these people are coming to us for help, but we can't help everybody, we can help other people help themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's so important that we try to figure out a way to help them, whereas a bank might just say no. Don't say no, George.
Yes.
I don't think
so.
That's good. Well, thanks so much for being on the show this week, George. I enjoyed having you. As always, I enjoy working with you. He's right down the hall from me, so we're separated.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not allowed to be together.
I keep a door between us.
Yes, a locked door. So thanks again for being with us this week. Again, the show is presented by First General Credit Union, my favorite credit union in Muskegon. Is it your favorite, George?
It sure is.
What's the phone number over there, George, if people want to call?
231-798-4321.
So if you're ready to build your credit up, we've got the credit launcher. You can find out more about that at the website at 1stgeneral.com. And we will talk to you next week.